This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nations like Switzerland, Belgium, Canada, Colombia, Luxembourg, and Netherlands permit euthanasia or assisted suicide. Solar power now generates 2% of the electricity in the U.S. Teachers in Arizona are returning to work, having won a 20% raise over the next 3 years. In New York City, neighborhoods that attract tourists and gentrification, the city controller found that Airbnb accounted for almost 20% of the increase in rents between 2009 and 2016. The former chief of Volkswagen has been charged with fraud by the Justice Department for cheating on the diesel fuel standards. Fewer teenagers are working because of increased emphasis on education and the need to pursue scholarships, as well as the reduced attraction of low wages, causing labor shortages for the soaring number of fast food outlets. Freddie Mac, the country's largest maker of apartment loans, will offer lower-cost loans to real estate developers willing to keep their buildings affordable to tenants, making 80% or less of the area's median income for the term of the loan, which is usually 10 years. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, report that the unemployment rate fell to 3.9% in April, the lowest rate since 2000. It's only been below this level for 1 month in the last 45 years. Utility company Entergy paid actors to appear at a New Orleans City Council meeting in support of their proposal to build a power plant, $60 to sit and clap and $200 for a speaking role in favor of the construction. According to the Center for Migration Studies, Hondurans with protected status have 53,500 American-born children. 85% participate in the labor force compared with 63% of the U.S. population. A YouGov survey of 6,000 young Europeans in seven countries in 2017 found just half of Europeans aged 16 to 26 believe democracy is the best form of government. The Nobel Prize in Literature will not be given this year because sexual and financial scandals have engulfed the committee, making a decision impossible. The NSA vacuumed up more than a half a billion phone and text messages from telecommunications companies in 2017, three times the number collected in 2016. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.